All right, get ready because today we're going deep into a world where, get this, fairy tales meet STEM.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought?
Not me.
So we're looking at this program. It's called STEM Titans Fairy Tale Magic Junior, not JR.
Important distinction.
Yeah, and, well, it's all about introducing those awesome STEM concepts, you know, science, tech, engineering, math, to our littlest learners.
Yeah, it's really amazing how they've managed to make that connection, right? Between, like, fairy tales, which we all know are very whimsical and magical, and then engineering, which is very much, you know, the practical world.
It's true. You don't see that every day.
Not every day, no.
So this program, STEM Titans Fairy Tale Magic Junior, it's designed for, like, kindergarten through second grade.
Yeah.
And they're using these classic stories to teach, honestly, sometimes some pretty complex engineering ideas.
Yeah, and it's all about making it make sense to those younger kids, you know? Like, really breaking it down to their level.
So how do they do that?
Well, the key here really is their hands-on approach. You know, young children, they're so curious. They're always exploring, always wanting to touch things and figure out how things work. And that's how they learn best, right? By doing.
By doing.
So STEM Titans Fairy Tale Magic Junior, they get that. And they capitalize on that by letting kids build, experiment, get their hands dirty with these concepts.
And they're using these Lakeshore learning kits.
Those are fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
They're perfect, you know? All those colorful blocks, engaging activities. It's like STEM class turned into playtime.
It's true.
Yes.
It is. And something that's interesting is that the kids, they actually work in pairs on these projects.
Yeah, that's huge. Collaborative learning is so, so important, especially in STEM.
Why is that so important, do you think?
I mean, think about it. It's more than just, you know, two heads are better than one.
Right.
When children collaborate, they learn to communicate their ideas effectively. They mm-hmm. have to, like, figure out how to explain what they're thinking to their partner, and then they have to listen to their partner's ideas, too. So they're developing these problem-solving skills,
right?
As a team, figuring things out together.
Totally, yeah.
And they're picking up social skills along the way, which we know are so crucial, you know? At that age, they're learning how to navigate friendships, how to work with others, how to be part of a group.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just about learning the STEM concepts.
Right.
It's about developing those critical thinking skills.
Right.
Becoming good communicators, being able to work as part of a team.
All of that. And let's be real, it's way more fun to learn with a friend.
It is.
It's more engaging. It's more exciting. It's just more fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So speaking of fun, let's talk about those fairy tales.
Okay, let's do it.
This program incorporates, like, all the classics, right?
Yeah.
Like the Three Little Pigs, the Three Billy Goats Gruff, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Little Red Riding Hood, even the Gingerbread Man makes an appearance.
Yeah, they really thought this through. They didn't just pick these stories randomly, you know?
Right, so why those specific fairy tales?
Well, these are stories that kids already know and love, right?
Yeah, they're familiar, comforting.
Exactly, so they already have that connection. And that's really important because it provides a framework for understanding more abstract concepts. Like, you're taking something familiar and using it as a bridge to something new.
That's a great way to put it. It's like, instead of just talking about building a strong structure, you're helping the three little pigs outsmart that big bad wolf.
Right. Suddenly, engineering isn't this abstract concept anymore. It has a purpose.
It has a story, a connection.
It's brilliant. It takes the fear out of STEM and makes it relatable.
Mm.
The children become emotionally invested in the story, and that makes the learning experience so much more meaningful.
Absolutely. Now, each session in this program is designed to be about an hour long, but there's an emphasis on flexibility.
Oh, yeah. Flexibility is key when you're working with little kids.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, first of all, they all learn at different paces. Some kids might grasp a concept right away. Others might need a little more time. And then there's the attention span factor.
Right. Let's be honest. That can be a challenge sometimes.
It can be. But with flexibility, educators can adapt the program, right? So they can go at a pace that works for each child, cater to different learning styles.
Mm-hmm. So every child feels successful and engaged.
Exactly. And it's not just about the STEM learning either. There's more to it.
Right.
STEM Titans Fairy Tale Magic Junior, they actually incorporate SEL activities and brain breaks into their daily plan.
Oh, I love that.
It's great.
It's just so important.
It really shows their dedication to a holistic approach to learning. You know, SEL, that's social-emotional learning, it's so crucial for a child's development. These activities help them build emotional intelligence, empathy, self-awareness. These are skills that are going to help them throughout their lives, not just in the classroom.
And brain breaks. We all need those, even us grown-ups.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, giving kids that chance to move around, release some energy, it helps them stay focused,
Yeah.
right? More engaged in the learning process.
Absolutely. And it creates a more positive, more supportive learning environment overall. Everybody wins.
Yes, really does.
And it's not even just the activities, right,
Okay.
that make this program so effective. It's the fact that they've put together all these resources
Oh, yeah.
to help educators and, well, anyone who wants to use the program to really support them, like
Yes.
every step of the way.
I was really impressed by that, actually.
Yeah.
I was looking through all the materials, and I mean, it's comprehensive is an understatement, I think.
It is, yeah.
You've got like housekeeping guides, master schedules, really detailed module overviews.
Wow.
They even give you purchasing information, like where to get the materials and everything.
Oh,
And
nice.
then they even link to these websites, right? With teaching videos and activity cards.
That's so
I
helpful.
mean, honestly, it feels like they've thought of everything.
They really have to make, using this program, implementing it like as easy as possible,
Yeah, absolutely.
which is so important,
It is.
Especially, when you're talking about a structured program like this that's geared toward younger children.
Right.
You need clear instructions. You need to have support materials that are easy to access. You need additional information if you need it.
Yeah.
And they've provided all of that.
They really have. So, okay, let's bring it back to our listener for a second.
Okay.
What are like the big takeaways here? Like if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, "Wow, this sounds amazing. I want to try this with, my kids or my students." What would you tell them?
I would say that, STEM Titans Fairytale Magic Junior, this program, it really offers a unique approach, I think,
Yeah.
to STEM education, and it's effective. It's all about finding that connection, right? Where the magic of fairy tales meets the hands-on learning and creating an experience for these kids where they really spark a love of STEM at a young age.
And we can't forget the teamwork aspect, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, this program, it really encourages collaboration, problem solving,
It does, yeah.
developing those communication skills, which are so important.
So important. It's really setting these kids, these little STEM titans, up for success. And not just in STEM, but in all areas of their lives.
I love that. I love that phrase, setting them up for success.
It's true. It's a beautiful example of how learning can be, meaningful,
Yeah.
but also enjoyable,
Yeah.
especially for young children. Like by tapping into that, their natural curiosity and their love of stories, this program, it really opens up a world of possibilities in STEM and beyond.
I love that. Opening up possibilities. It makes me think, like, how else could we use classic stories to
Right.
introduce STEM concepts? Like, what if we used Jack and the Beanstalk
Okay, yeah.
to teach, like, physics concepts? Or maybe, explore coding with Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I love that. Those are great examples. Jack and the Beanstalk, you could easily use that to teach kids about structures, about growth and measurement, all sorts of things. And Alice in Wonderland,
Fuck
right?
yeah.
With its fantastical logic and, all those transformations,
Yeah.
that could be a really cool way to introduce like computational thinking
Totally.
and algorithms. Yeah, there's so much potential there
There is.
to unlock the magic of STEM through storytelling. It's all about finding those creative ways to connect those seemingly separate worlds,
Yeah.
and nurturing that love of learning in young children. And that's where you come in, listener.
Oh.
What stories would you choose? How would you weave them into these learning experiences for the children in your life?
That's a fantastic question. It is a fantastic question to think about. But for now, we want to thank you, our listener,
Yes, thank you.
for joining us on this deep dive into this incredible program,
Yeah, it's been fun.
STEM Titans Fairytale Magic Junior.
Yep.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep wondering and keep those young imaginations soaring.
And don't forget, the magic of learning, it's all around us, just waiting to be discovered.
That's a great way to put it. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
And it's been fun.
We'll see you next time.